The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, you know what? No, we're just going to have a freaking party today because it's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With a whole... Everybody's here. I'm not even going to do the intro today.
When you hear that Rebecca Black on a Friday, nothing makes you feel better.
Other than beer.
We've all had a couple beers here. And Tyler, who you'll see if you're on Twitch, and I suggest you go now, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Although Twitch here says we are offline.
No, I'm looking at us right now.
No, we're on.
Yeah, we're good.
We're okay. On.
Yeah.
So that's twitch.tv/ESPN975. I'm sorry, I'm here too. Sorry.
Yeah, Josh Innes is here.
I'm the expert on Twitch. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, we kept him here for his Twitch knowledge.
Yes.
And I was like, Josh, how can we get our Twitch numbers on the Blitz to be as good as the Twitch numbers on the Josh Innes show on for GIS?
I said, I don't know, brother.
How can we get...
We need to have the pink flower.
What can we do to get some bits? And Josh said...
And I said, well, I think Josh said, shotgun.
Listen, if I were you, I would shotgun a pink payload. And Fred and I looked at each other and we said, neither one of us are man enough to do that.
I have a very mature palate, so yeah. I can't do that.
And then you know what? When I was getting ready to walk in here to do the show, Tyler said, I'll shotgun that pink payload.
Well, first of all, Tyler comes in and goes, I'll shotgun the spindle tap, but I'm not doing
it. No. That was after. When I said, oh, yeah, come in here and do it. Also, Tyler today, he left work for a little while. And he's like, oh, I had a tip about some Weller 12, and I went to go pick it up.
Oh, he's one of these kind of guys?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My best friend in Baton Rouge, he would send me on these excursions because he lives in Baton Rouge and their alcohol selection's not great. He'd go, hey, can you go over to Specs and look for Weller 12? And I'll go in, and they'll say, we don't have it. He'll text me. There's a back room. Every place has a back room that hides the whiskey. Tell him use this code word. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I drink Coors Light. I don't know any of this.
Well, Tyler didn't. He did go, and I said, well, thanks for the invite. And he said, well, you weren't in your office.
To which I said,
was my phone not working? What's going on here? But anyway, Tyler's like, I'll chug the pink payload. And then I think as soon as he said it, he probably had some regret.
Oh, yeah.
Instant regret.
And then he was like, I know. And I said, okay, we're going to do that on air. And he was like, oh, I'll chug the Heavy Hands from Spindle Tap, which is it's actually a delicious beer. And I said, well, that's not interesting to me. I mean, Josh, at the end of your show, I chugged the Heavy Hands.
Yeah.
And then I crushed the can in my hands and made a Clint Sterner joke.
Yeah.
That's been done. That's been done. Yeah. No one has chugged. No one has shotgunned a pink payload on Twitch.
Is that the equivalent of two?
Is it 24 or 16?
It's
24. Yeah, it's 24.
All right.
That's a hell of a pint.
Tyler's a man.
How many people are watching on Twitch?
Right now we have 179.
Well, if you want to see a big badass with a mustache,
oh, it's climbing rapidly.
Oh, it's up to 193 now.
Payload, brother.
As soon as we hit what? What's it get? 215?
270.
270. We can't have Josh.
Well, what else are you going to do?
225?
Let's go 225. As soon as we have 225 people watching or listening via Twitch, we'll have Tyler go ahead and shotgun this pink payload, which is amongst probably the 10 worst beers I've ever tasted in my life.
And I think
tasted
it's the name
today.
Of the gay bar in Montrose, too.
It very well could be.
Maybe a lesbian bar. I'm not sure.
I think a lesbian bar would be more apt.
Or both. Could be both.
Yeah, but it is a 15%. The good news about it is sugar-free. So
so you won't end up with the beat.
Yeah, so there's a positive. The bad news is it tastes like it tastes like some kind of ass.
And it's, I can't describe.
And not good why. Ass. Yeah.
Not the
you know how I often belch?
Yeah.
That time I had a little reflux and it tasted like, it didn't taste like that, to be honest. It tasted like the tobacco flavored vodka.
Yeah, if you missed the end of Josh's show, we all did a shot of tobacco flavored vodka. It is the worst thing I've ever had in my mouth, and that includes a couple trips to Vegas.
We're up to 214. We need 11 more, and as soon as it hits that number, Tyler is going to down the pink payload. Yes. And oh God, it. Oh, never mind.
Oh, we're there. 236.
We're 236. All right, ready to go.
Oh
man, and here he goes. Nice. Oh, he did that like a pro. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Oh. Finish God. It!
Finish it!
Finish it!
Finish
we
it.
Told the people, finish it!
Finish it!
Go! Go! Go!
No, you're gonna kill him!
Listen, we got 236 people counting on you! Finish it! Do it!
Show, brother!
We said
oh my God.
We said you'd
get a bottle of wine!
You have to do it! We said we'd do it! We can't lie!
Woo!
It's elite! Now there's 251 people watching. They don't want you to be a puss!
Yes!
Oh my
there
God!
Goes.
Oh dear!
Oh,
oh, wow.
Oh, there's still some pink payload in that can.
Well,
brother.
I'll give him that one to wash it out.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm the official here, and I don't think you finished that can of pink
well done.
Payload.
All right.
Good job, Tyler.
I'm not exactly sure. Is it against Twitch's rules to do that, to say, like, hey, if this many people show up, Tyler will drink this disgusting beer?
I won't tell. I don't think
I won't tell either. None of the 278 of you listening should tell either.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the 15 people that showed up at the end and they're like, oh God, I got to see this. I got to see this. And now they got in and it's like, damn. Mm. But now we're at 278. We should just get to 300.
Yeah, and then it sets gold.
We're at 293.
What?
If we get to 300, Nick will do another shot of the cigarette vodka.
Oh, yeah.
That's only fair.
And yeah he says
fair.
He'll do it.
Yeah.
So once we... Aaron, you didn't try the cigarette vodka either, did you?
No, I did not.
So Nick and Aaron will both do a shot of the cigarette vodka as soon as we hit 300. We're at 293 now. Our show's never hit 300.
Yep.
And this would be a big deal. What's your high
I think
on your
mine's
show?
Like 270. Something.
People love to see people drink bad booze.
Yeah. Dude, this is what we need to do all the time.
This is what you should do on the GIS podcast.
Hey, somebody needs to get Tyler some water, man.
All right, we're okay. Seven away. Yeah, everybody wants to see that shot. So 293 Twitchers, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Guys, go ahead, get your glasses. I'm almost
cups.
Certain.
Oh,
we're gonna blowing through the break.
We're
to
gonna
this?
Get these last seven.
Does it matter?
We're blowing through the break to get to 300.
Baby.
Oh, there it is. 303.
Yeah. 304.
Yeah. All right, go get the cups. We're gonna
we're
do
doing
it.
Shots.
We're gonna
Not
do
much.
It right. Now, Josh said he'll do one
no,
as well.
No, I did not.
Yeah, Josh, part of your internship.
That feels illegal. But yes, no.
I was going to offer some. So I brought in the heavy hands today, and I was going to offer some to the intern, and I gave her a look, and I was like,
"It's like 14, dude."
Yeah, I asked, and she said 19, and I said, "How old are you?" She said 19. I said, "Oh, okay."
To which R. Kelly responded,
19? 19? 19? Gross. R. Kelly thinks that's disgusting.
He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, once
I got friends that's 19, but
that's
illegal.
That's 5 years into the Epstein program.
335.
Look at that.
So, Aaron, where are the cups? What's going on here? Why is this taking
so long? Aaron's in there trying to produce.
I know he is. I know, but
cups.
This is a big Tyler's taking over producing. Although Tyler just shotgunned a pink payload. Tyler. What Tyler's also on Untappd, the nerdy beer app that I use.
God.
Tyler, what rating are you going to give Pink Payload on Untappd?
Because it was so quick, I might give it like a 2.75.
No!
That's going to up it big. The total score for that is like 2.13 or something.
No, it was under 2.
No, the blue
2.07, didn't you?
No, the blue was the one that. Oh, maybe it was the pink
Papa
was the pink
was
a 1.
Two.
The blue was a 2. The pink was a 1.3 something.
Honestly, because it was so quick, it was like I didn't have time to savor the grossness of it.
Why'd you stop then? Why are you pouring so many?
15%.
That ain't happening.
That was like chugging an entire bottle of wine.
Okay. I'm doing another one.
You're doing one. We're all doing one as a team.
If everybody else is.
Yeah, everyone's doing one. Tyler, too, by the way. We're all doing another shot. We're at 368. We could maybe hit 400.
I'm starting to feel
371,
inferior.
372.
I feel inferior to everybody.
Make sure you take Tyler his. Don't leave Tyler out. Yeah. Tyler, we're doing it. We're a team right now.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. We're a team right now. We're a team.
Let's be real. Fred did not look good after this show.
No, Fred did not look good. No.
His face is red. I mean, this was not good.
You know, I feel bad because I actually brought one of my favorite beers today.
I'm a hard pass on this.
No, I'll smell Tyler, it.
And
we're
I thought
a team
we were going
right
to have
now,
good alcohol.
We're all doing it. We're all doing it. There's no option here. All right.
Yeah, give me a small one.
Bring me the vodka so we can show people.
Here's a question. Based on Charlie's body weight, how many drinks of pink payload would it take for him to be on the floor?
One and a half.
No. It'd be like him. It'd be like three quarters.
He'd be out. Yeah.
For you Twitchers, if you're just tuning in.
This is way too heavy of a pick. This is ridiculous.
Hey, tell Nick to give me a little shot. Come on.
All right. No. Hey, Tyler's doing it.
Yeah, this I'll is do the Nick. Shot. This is not a shot.
That's a glass.
Let me see what you've got.
Oh, stop.
You've got less than me. Nothing. You're a puss.
How much did you get?
I got this much.
I got more than that.
Well, this is your first one.
Oh, dear.
All right. We got to hit a break, so
dude,
we'll go ahead.
How have we used almost the whole bottle?
This is menthol cigarette flavored vodka, which I have no idea why anyone came up with this.
Don't smell it.
It's like you made out with your grandma when you smell this.
Salute, climb on, brothers.
We get them, brother.
Oh, God.
You too, Tyler. You too. Right now.
Oh,
right
God.
Now. Right now. Oh, it's so awful.
Right, but let's just go to break, please.
I hate Jason.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. We should just end the show right now.
Honestly.
It goes downhill from here. I mean, there's no way it's going to be as good as that was.
Josh had the best description for what the menthol vodka tasted like. It's like if you have a grandma who smokes and she tries to give you a kiss, and it tastes like you're smooching the bottom of the ashtray, except instead of your grandma, it's your mate, and you're licking the back of her tonsils because it's all the way inside your body, and it's bad. All right, Kevin. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the Blitz.
Hey guys, how are y'all doing?
We're great, man. How are you?
Have you heard me before? I mean, I've been on. I've called your show before, and sometimes the interns say, "Well, he sounds a little drunk."
You do sound a little drunk.
You're promoting day drinking, and that's what I was called a couple of times. It kind of pisses me off.
Well, I mean, you do sound drunk.
Well, no. But I get up at 3:00 in the morning.
Okay.
This is my evening right now.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm not here to judge.
I mean, I'm just saying, I love to listen to your show because it's my evening, and I go to work at 4:00 in the morning, and I've been cut off before for being, you're a day drinker. Well, yeah, I am because... No, I go to sleep at like 6, 7 o'clock at night.
Well, you go to sleep at 7, so you listen to the end of our show, and then you go to sleep, right?
Well, I'm just saying, man. I mean, you know.
So are you mad? Are you mad that we had some drinks on the air? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I have talked to you guys with drinks on the air, and I've had some drinks on the air.
Okay, then why are you mad at us if you do it too?
Well, I know, and that's my point. You guys, I've had several of you guys at a show previous that you had said, hey, this guy might be drunk, or and then be called a day drinker. Well, yeah, I'm a day drinker because my day, before the sun goes down,
but Kevin, Kevin, where's the lie is what we're asking. Are you drunk right now?
I'm sitting in my yard like I always
Right, and it's 4:20 in the afternoon. You're a day drunk.
But nobody,
now,
we just did
a shot.
Day drinking is not a negative thing.
None of us here are drunk.
Yet.
Well, no, it sounded like you guys were acting like, I wasn't allowed to
You know what?
The day drink.
Whoever tells you that,
drink.
They're wrong. I encourage you to day drink, Kevin. I'm glad that you like to have alcohol at 4 in the afternoon.
Day drinking's not a negative thing.
It's okay, Kevin.
Yeah.
Did he fall asleep or?
I think, yeah.
I think it dropped.
Kevin's not driving.
The after burps on that menthol tobacco vodka.
Dude, I can't get it out. I cannot get it out of my mouth.
And 4 o'clock isn't really day drinking anymore. It's happy hour now.
Yeah.
This show could be called the Happy Hour.
I mean, we could make every Friday. You know what? We're going to change the name. Every Friday, it's just called Happy Hour with Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
You make those decisions, huh? That's just, you're all right. Hey,
whatever. Hey, he usually brings the beer. But
H. Trev says, "Get that man a plain baked potato."
God.
Oh,
can I just do both my live reads at the end of this segment and go home?
I'll be honest. That menthol flavored vodka is one of the most vile things ever.
Unbelievably
horrible.
I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Well, this is for Jason Braddock. You're a bitch. Bringing that stuff in here and then daring us to do it when you won't drink.
And he doesn't drink.
You are a coward, sir. You know what? Next time you want to do something like that, fine. I'll take a shot of it if you take a shot of my pee.
What did we get to? 374 on the Twitch?
I don't know. During the break.
Yeah.
Yeah. During the break, Fred and I were talking to 347 Twitchers. But the Twitchers heard me during the break. Drinking that vodka is worse than drinking dip juice.
Yeah. No, it's like he says, like swallowing dip. It was worse. Yeah.
I've done that before on accident, and it's not good.
It's not good. It's not nearly that bad.
It makes you vomit almost immediately.
Nobody's ever done it not on accident, right?
No, I do know people who, when trying not to, like, there's some places where it's not appropriate to have a spit cup.
So they swallow it?
They just swallow it. Yeah, I know a lot of dudes who just swallow it.
My old boss was a gunsmith, and the first time I saw him do it, I was like, hey, where's your spit cup? He goes, oh, no.
You just swallow it.
I started dipping when I was 11 years old. I just kind of...
He's used to it.
Now.
Yeah. There's some people who can do that. Those are hardcore dudes, man.
Yeah.
Those are hard because I accidentally swallowed a little bit and I vomited everywhere.
I think everybody has.
On a football field, I vomited everywhere.
Did all of us dip as kids?
Everyone tries it once.
I didn't start until I was 18.
I think I was like 15 or 16 when I started dipping. And I did it
I did on and off until... The wife made me stop.
Okay, you guys have dipped more than me then. I've never like gone in and bought dip.
Oh no, I did it for several months.
Yeah, I tried it one time. I vomited everywhere, and then I did one other time when I was in the Army. Because when I was in the Army, I would occasionally smoke. And when you're in the field at night, you can't smoke because they've got something called light discipline. And if you were to puff on a cigarette, if you had night vision, you would see it from very far away.
So you could get sniped.
You could get sniped. Easily. So instead, people who were normal smokers dipped. And that was the time when I just said, you know what? I don't need to smoke that badly. I'm good. I'm okay. I can just not smoke at all. and I'll be completely light disciplined. And so I tried that dip one more time, and that was it. That was it.
I might need to talk to Lawyer Dave before revealing this on air, but
there's no rules here
on Friday.
Because
I don't know what the statute of limitations is.
No rules on a Friday.
But when I was in my very early 20s.
Did you murder someone?
No.
Rape?
Yeah, like that wrestler guy did,
rape?
Apparently.
Marty Jannetty?
Yeah.
The quick get out of a ticket, especially if you'd been at the bar all night, was the second you get pulled over, you put a pinch in your mouth and you throw it on your passenger seat and you go, "Officer, I'm sorry. My brother told me I would really like dip. He gave me this can. I just tried it for the first time, and that's why I'm swerving, is because the buzz is hitting me and I don't know what I'm doing." And the officer would go, "Well, I dip too. Yeah, it takes a little bit to get used to, son. Well, be safe going home."
That is white privilege right there.
Tap the top of your truck.
Do you think a black man's ever tried that? Said, "Officer,
they should.
This is my first day doing Copenhagen, and I or
skull
red
He's a skull
man.
Guy.
How about red man?
Red man.
Do they still make red man? Is
yeah.
that
they do? Yeah, they do.
How
they
come
do.
That's not banished off the shelves? Like, if the Washington Redskins have to change their name, how come you can still have red man chewing tobacco? Yeah, that's not going to work for anyone but a white guy. No chance. That's unfortunate.
Probably, but that was our get out of jail free card when we were 20, 21, 22.
I was always told, I don't like to drive under the influence anymore, but when I was in the Army specifically, I felt like I was bulletproof. Even though that's a job where you're literally not, and you could die. But I was a risk taker. And what I was told is, if you put some pennies in your mouth, you can pass the breathalyzer test. The copper.
You believe that?
I mean,
I'm willing to try it.
I don't know how many times I drove home from Nashville. And so... We would drive to Nashville to drink, because I would drink at the gay bars, because the gay bars didn't ID you, especially if you were a young hot soldier. They didn't care. They were just like, "Oh, come on in," because I joined the Army when I was 17, so I couldn't legally drink for almost the entire time, all but a month that I was in the Army. So we would go to Nashville, and the gay bars would serve us. Well, they would serve me. Most of my friends were 21.
The gays like you.
The gays do like me. I'm a hero in the gay community. And
well, what was that?
Okay.
Say, we should get Jason real quick before break, but AJ, finish your...
We're gonna have to get Jason after the break. Jason's going to have to wait through the break if the story's good.
Because AJ has a story to tell.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of a story, Jason. Give me a break. The gay bar... There were no gay bars in Clarksville, Tennessee. Unfortunately, at the time, anyway, there may be now. I was telling you yesterday, I worked at one of the very few bars that had any kind of live music in Clarksville, Tennessee. I was a bouncer,
yeah,
and it was a motorcycle bar in a military town, and no one fights more than bikers and soldiers. They're very different. You wouldn't believe it, but So we would go to Nashville and drink, and I don't know how many times I drove home from Nashville with literally 10 to 15 pennies in my mouth, just thinking, well, if I get pulled over, I'm safe. I'm all good, man. In hindsight, I don't think that would have worked. And I never got pulled over, so I don't know.
Right.
But in hindsight, I don't think that would have worked.
No, probably not. That's kind of like me.
If a cop knows, they should let me know if that works. I'm curious if it would
have
worked.
Yeah, we have police officers who listen and probably will follow us home tonight. But that's like me believing that rolling up and smoking fig leaves will get you high. It's the same thing.
Right.
Somebody tells you, you're like, "Oh, okay, it sounds good. Sounds believable." I mean, how many fig trees are there in Lamarck, Texas, right? I just happen to have one.
H. Trev says every MMA guy working their way up has a bouncer job on the side. This was long before I even started doing MMA. This is just when I was like 19, 20 years old. I wasn't even old enough to drink at the bar that I worked at.
The dip thing, though, the reason I started was, and this shows you how old I am, that was when every baseball player dipped. So that's what we did in the dugout.
Right.
Is we would, you know, and it was Skull for me, but Copenhagen and Red Man. Yeah. I've actually had Red Man.
I've never had Red Man.
Yeah, I've had it.
I've had the same dip twice ever. and it was well, actually, it may have been different twice because I think there's a winter green and a spearmint, but I've had mint dip both times I've ever dipped, and one time made me throw up, and the second time made me feel like I was for sure going to throw up. I'm out on it. I'm out on it altogether.
And it's one of those things that if you just think about it, it makes no sense. Let's get some tobacco that's really gravelly and shove it in your mouth, and then you just spit it. It's like, well, what? Who came up with that?
I don't know.
It's like snuff. You know, it's like, hey.
All right, we got to hit a break.
Oh,
we're over.
We do? Okay.
All right, it's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I have to tell people about New Breaks first. And listen, this is a great, great company. They're a mobile brake repair service. They come to you. They're convenient. They're 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers on average. And, guys, they're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And I have to say, I really love this company and what they do. Because, you know, you get brake problems, and then you put it off, and you put it off. Well, this is easy. You don't have to go to an auto shop. You just go to newbrakes.com and mention ESPN. You'll get 10% off your service. And guess what? They're going to come to you. If you're at work, they can come there. If you are at home, they can come there and do it. And it's so much more convenient, so much more affordable. They pride themselves on providing a transparent, surprise-free quote before they even touch your vehicle. So you're not going to get hit with something later where they say, oh, it's going to cost you this much more. Go to newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. Mention ESPN, 10% off your service. Newbrakes.com.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A330 Texan said, had new brakes, fixed my brakes while I was at work today. Super easy and fair price. The repair costs exactly what they quoted. Thanks, guys. That's, man, hey, appreciate you guys. Doing business with our sponsors, man. That's what keeps us here drinking on air, is stuff like that. So, and I've heard nothing but good stuff. I'm actually going to have them come out next week and put new brakes on ours. But
I wish we had partnered with them a couple weeks early.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I've heard nothing but good things from people. And I always tell you guys, if you have a problem with any of our sponsors, you can always just contact me, and I'll be happy to tell you nothing but good stuff from them. And you look at the reviews on their website, you see it. And, yeah, so, I mean, that's why I... And I do the same thing, man. I do business with our sponsors. I bought a bunch of stuff from Boomer Naturals this week, you know, because I heard you guys talking about it.
Yep.
Supporting the station. And we appreciate when you guys do the same thing. And, okay, Aaron, I'm going to need a favor here. I'm going to need you to come pop this 512 Pecan Porter and get me one poured, because that is the only thing that's going to get this damn vodka taste out of my mouth.
You love vodka.
I love vodka. I don't mind cigarettes. I don't think they belong together.
Let's listen to Jason's dip story from being in the military real quick.
Okay. All right, let's hear from Jason. All right, Jason, what do you got?
Hey, guys. AJ, I kind of feel your pain with the light discipline. I was in Korea, and we were doing an exercise, so they had us in mop gear. Oof. And they told us we couldn't smoke, so I put a dip in, and not even 5 minutes later, the air running center went off, mop 4. I had to wear a gas mask for 3.5 hours with a dip in my mouth. Oh, man. And it was unbearable. Like, that was the end of dipping for me. I was like, I'll never do this ever again.
So for people who don't know, when you're in mop 4, it's like mop 4 is basically what you wear if there were to be a chemical attack on your military base. You would be it's like a chem suit that protects you. But it's you're wearing boots, you're wearing gloves, you're wearing head-to-toe protection, and you've got a mask on, a gas mask, which means you wouldn't be able to spit. Were you spitting? I wonder if he was spitting into the mask. Like, no.
That's where you probably got to swallow, right?
I guess.
I mean, yeah, I wish he'd hung on there for a second. Yeah, that's awesome.
A couple of questions on, like, here's some from Twitter. Did you ever go to the Cat West Strip Club right outside of Fort Campbell? I got a $30,000 bonus when I joined the United States Army. almost all of it went to cocaine and the Cat West strip club. Those two things. And I actually made sweet love to a lady that worked at the Cat West strip club. She was, in my opinion, the hottest stripper that worked at Cat West. She had fake boobies, which I liked at the time. She also had a C-section scar. So she had a C-section scar, but was still the hottest chick that worked at the Cat West. So, yes, I've been to the Cat West many a time.
So I just walked in there, for anybody not on Twitch, I just walked in there to pour some beer for y'all. That entire room smells like menthol vodka.
I don't know how you're in there.
It is making
me
sick.
I would literally be throwing up every brick.
Thank you for pouring this, because
as soon as more glasses are done in the dishwasher,
I'm okay with the plastic cup, but this is one of my favorite beers, and I'm already finally getting rid of the vodka taste. But honestly, we were giving Nick a little grief for the size of the shots. And I didn't, because, you know, I don't.
No, you don't bitch about the size of the pour that you get.
Yeah,
especially you only bitch if you didn't get enough.
Right, that's me.
That's rules.
That first one was too much, and you know, and then you throw in the fact that it tastes like ass. Oh my god,
no, it's bad.
It's like totally putting your tongue in the wrong place is what it tastes like. I mean, but we need to probably get an update from Tyler.
Tyler, I got an update from him during the break. He said he feels a 4.5 out of 10.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Ask him real quick, what did he feel before that? How was he feeling early? I mean, he scored himself a bottle of Weller 12, didn't score me one. But I'm sure he was feeling pretty good. He was probably riding high.
Jason said he had to swallow the dip. He just texted in to say that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, thanks for following up, brother.
That's bad.
Yeah, but we should have Tyler on next segment and just check in with him and see if he's going to live. So
he says he was a 9.5/10 because he scored the Weller 12. Now,
he was feeling good.
Nick and Jason are now testifying that he is much more talkative than he has ever been in his life. He's actually a joy to be around now.
First off, Jason is the worst kind of person. Up until today, he was one of my favorites here.
Jason doesn't drink. He's another one of the people at our station. We have so many people here who don't drink alcohol, which drives me insane.
But
although that's not really true. Who does? It's Jason Braddock doesn't drink. And Joel Blank doesn't drink.
Joel does very little.
Yeah, Joel. We got Joel drunk in Dallas.
Because
I don't think. I think I'll just be honest. And this, Joel's going to be mad that I said this, but Joel's mad at me all the time anyway. So I'll just say it. I don't think Joel's wife likes him drinking. I don't think she allows it.
It's probably true. But in general, he doesn't. Well, I get the impression he's had some bad experiences in the past. I'm just speculating.
Yeah,
you think he's.
I think he's one.
You
of
think
those,
he's made out with a dude on accident?
No, I think he's one of those guys that. And I'm just speculating.
I'm just asking. I don't know if that's true or not.
I think he strikes me as one of those guys. If he drinks too much, he turns into likes to fight guy.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm just speculating.
Now here's the question though. Likes to fight guy is fine. And what's funny is when I'm drunk, I'm not likes to fight guy.
No, I've only seen you angry enough to fight once when you were drunk.
I'm a pretty fun-loving drunk.
I love you guys.
Yeah, I think all of us are
kind
of like
I'm
that.
I'm actually kind of a quiet drunk, to be honest, when I'm actually drunk. I just, because I'm like, oh, I'm trying to put something together and I can't. Mostly because my entire life, what I've tried to do is say something funny at the right time.
Right.
And when you're drunk, you're overthinking, like, oh, would that be funny? Would this be a good time to make that joke? Maybe I should wait. I overthink things. I'm an overanalyzer when I'm drunk. The worst thing though is, I don't know if Joel knows how to fight or not. The worst thing you can be is likes to fight guy if you don't know how to fight, because I've seen plenty of drunk guys feel like, you know what, now's my time. I'm gonna fight, and it almost always ends really poorly for them. It's not wise, guys. All right, we're going to try to get back on schedule right here. It's 4:44. It's a great time to take a break. We're going to do that now on The Blitz, ESPN 97.5. You must defend. I'll grab my bag
and go with you. G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Get up, get up, get up.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Oh, the Twitchers just got a good story.
They did get a good story.
Yeah.
We've told it on air before.
But yeah, but it's...
It's always...
It just seems more appropriate right now.
It does seem appropriate right now.
Oh, man. Can we get an update on Tyler? Can you tell him to come to the microphone if he can walk?
He can walk. And Tyler's a soldier.
And, yeah, but you were talking about guys who don't drink. Okay, Dell, I respect that he doesn't drink. And
why
Joel,
do you respect that Dell doesn't drink?
Just because. I mean, he's... Let's be honest. Dell's life doesn't seem like much fun.
I mean, listen, I think Dell has his own thing. I think Dell...
Come on, God, look at his face.
The second Tyler stood up, he looks at me and goes, dude, oh, good God, I'm buzzing.
Are you kidding me?
Look at his face. Poor Tyler.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, God. You guys on Twitch got to see Tyler's face, man.
I haven't seen my face. What's going on?
When's the last time you got down?
On what?
On booze. Like, when's the last time you, like...
Last night.
Okay, what'd you drink last night?
I drank a bunch of DDH... Pussy Wagon and DDH Cali Green.
And how long did it take you to drink that?
Several hours.
Right. When's the last time you felt it all rush to you at once?
Probably on the river, maybe a couple.
But really,
ago.
On the river, you don't even feel it until you stand up off the river, and then then it hits you.
And that's exactly what just happened. I have not stood up.
He literally looked at me the second he stood up
in my chair about 30 minutes ago.
And do you feel like you stood up out of the river?
Aaron, what did I tell you whenever I walked by the door?
The second he looked at me, he goes, oh, I'm buzzing real bad.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
I'm a lightweight.
DDHP dub is good, man.
It's very good.
That's one of the best beers Brash has made in a long, long time. I've been waiting for them to go back to making good beers. I wish they would only make that beer going forward.
I had
forward.
To go back and get a 4-pack of it yesterday.
Oh, they still got some?
Yeah. Well, maybe not today. But
well, let me do that. Let me help out local breweries and say, hey, go pick up some DDH Pussy Wagon from Brash. It is a delicious IPA, and it is one of the best beers. I love their stouts. Their IPAs have always been kind of hit or miss with me, and that's a hit, 100% a hit. So you feel you're feeling good right now.
I was telling Nick and Jason out there, normally if I'm buzzing, I'm talkative, and that's exactly what's going on.
What do you have planned for the evening?
Probably go home and watch the Astros,
Here's the problem for you. You have a girlfriend.
That is true.
Does she have expectations of you this evening? It is Friday.
If she does have expectations of us like going somewhere, I'll just
canceled.
Make her drive. No.
Oh, you're still going to do it.
She has a car. I'll make her drive.
Okay. All right. But you're up to continue the party right now is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
I don't know.
I'm still drinking the heavy hands.
We've had beers here and there. I don't know that we've ever had enough beers around each other to get drunk.
Oh, I remember we did the well, maybe not Fred.
We did a couple times, like the Buck Cherry concert.
Oh yeah,
Then the day at True Anomaly where we all just everybody congregated there. Yeah. And
see, I wasn't there for either of those.
Yeah, things. Well, the True Anomaly day was a total accident. Aaron was there in the area. Jerry Bowe and Josh were in the area. Ross from 790 was there. Tyler,
Eric, wait, you guys were drinking with the enemy?
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Eric Sandler was there.
really enjoy drinking with Ross.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
No way.
But
I don't do it.
Yeah, it was hilarious. It's just all of us kind of wound up there by accident, and so it just turned into a big party. And we drank way too much beer. And the funniest part of that was...
Where?
At True Anomaly.
Yeah, True Anomaly. Oh. Yeah, but that's like, what, an 8-minute walk from my house, maybe 10 at the most. And so I was so drunk that Jerry Bowe and his wife had to give me a ride home.
Ooh.
And we got stuck in post-Dynamo game traffic, so it ended up taking 30 minutes to get home, and I could have stumbled home in 10.
Oh, no.
But,
Tyler,
that was a good time.
Have you and I ever been – have we ever been drunk together? I don't think so.
I mean, you had that beer share at your house, and I was pretty drunk. That was right whenever the corona hit.
Yeah, before we thought, before we knew it was dangerous to hang out at someone's house and drink beer, we all did that.
I was actually kind of drunk.
You were pretty lit up that night?
Yeah. I wouldn't say drunk.
Do you feel better or worse now? Would you say you were more drunk now or then?
Probably then.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that was also over the course of several hours.
True.
This was what we call a rush.
The equivalent of a bottle of wine.
When is the last time you shot? Have you ever shotgunned a beer that was 15% ABV?
I can't say that I've shotgunned one, but I have chugged one.
Do you feel like a man?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Tyler is
a man.
Do you realize you set the record for Twitch views on 97.5's Twitch stream? What was our high? 374?
I think so, yeah.
376.
376.
Don't you short us.
I figured y'all were keeping me around for some reason.
Yeah, one reason. Your mustache.
See, and now you guys are starting to see Tyler's a fun drunk, too. I think most of us are. Yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of
another thing about Tyler, though, we don't like to talk about it because Tyler does have a girlfriend now. But when Tyler's drunk, Tyler kisses guys.
Not coworkers.
I mean, but other guys.
We have passed a few guys back and forth.
You and Tyler? What? You guys are Eskimo bros?
I was not aware of that.
You were really drunk.
You guys are Inuit brothers?
You said you recognized
that
menthol taste.
Was that at the Buck Cherry
concert? The Buck Cherry concert is a good place for you guys to kiss guys.
Well, no, that was actually...
Inuit brother?
Yeah, it's Inuit brothers now.
So
yeah.
if you do that with guys, it's Inuit brothers?
No, it's all Inuit
it's
brothers
out now. It's brothers if you do it with guys.
Yeah.
Actually, that was funny.
Yeah,
it went right over your head. Oh, well. Totally blew my joke. No, Hoffman did. That was pretty good, actually.
I chugged a bottle of wine.
Right? No, you're fine. You're fine. It's not on you. It's on Hoffman.
Are you almost done with work for the day?
No, I'm making a couple liners. I'm making one more for you.
Okay.
For the Twitch stream.
All right.
And then I should be done for the day.
One of the things I asked you earlier in the week, I want to keep our promos fresh and updated. Have you checked lately to see if the producers are following up on that?
No, because I thought you emailed them about that.
Okay.
Not me.
All right. Well, I told
them. Aaron put two in.
Fresh promos recently?
Yeah.
With 2 week kill dates?
Yeah. I put in probably 3 or 4 a week.
But I want them gone after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, after 2 weeks, they don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
I want every producer.
I'm going to need somebody to pick them up while I'm gone.
Do what?
I'm going to need somebody to keep them up while I'm gone because a couple of them will expire next week.
Aaron takes more vacation.
Is he gone again?
He's like Charlie Polillo.
I am.
Yeah.
Aaron Polillo.
Where are you going?
So we were going to go to the river. We're going to go do the Guadalupe.
Oh, don't do that.
No, we found
a
private
hot spot.
Lazy river in Waco that is the longest lazy river in the world. And it's around a surf ranch. So, like, they build those big lakes with cables. They put a river around it. So, we're going to go just sit in that giant lazy river on a Monday and a Tuesday.
Now, you're taking off work to do that.
Yeah, because I've made a river trip every year since I was 19 or 20.
This is
news to me. That's what you're working for.
This is news to me.
You fill in whenever producers are gone.
I figured I was doing
that.
Does
it bother you that you're filling in for him so he can go sit in a lazy river?
No, not really.
Okay.
Because I'm taking off random Mondays to do whatever.
All right.
But you got to go to Waco, though, man.
Yeah,
there's that. Nice.
Yeah, but it's not that bad.
You could wind up in a cult.
I mean,
you could have an explosion. I mean, there's all kinds of things.
You could just sit in a pool with booze, right?
You know what Waco stands for?
What?
We ain't coming out.
Oh, Tyler's drunk. Get off the air. All right. He's done.
See you guys.
He's done for. All right. Oh, perfect transition. Listen, if Tyler had shotgunned something from Carbach, he wouldn't be like this right now.
What am I going to drink on the river?
You're going to drink Carbach, obviously.
Damn right.
But Tyler drank the pink payload, and he's wrecked. He's totally wrecked. It's like he... And here's another story. My brother used to shotgun Rodeo Clown on his 21st birthday. He shotgunned a Rodeo Clown with every person who went to his birthday party, which there was about 6 or 7 of us. So at the end of the night, he was throwing up on the floor with his face on the toilet, but looking out and throwing up on the floor right next to the toilet. Not good. Carbach, though, that's the place where it ain't gonna get you throwing up all over. You're gonna be feeling right, perfect when you're drinking Carbach, because they got the best stuff. They got the best beer, and it's in your stores. There's a lot of breweries who they're having a hard time meeting demands right now. Carbach, not one of them. They're making sure the stores, the shelves are stocked. So when you follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what's going on with the brewery and whatnot. But make sure when you're out and about or you go to the grocery store, you take home some Carbach.
ESPN 97.5.